Today is Friday, November 11th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Uncommon Goods, your secret weapon to make holiday shopping stress-free, where you can shop a huge selection of meaningful, unique gifts by small, independent businesses. I hate to disappoint, but control of Congress is still undecided. But the count in the Senate now stands at 49-49, after the Arizona Senate race was called for Democrat Mark Kelly late last night over Republican Blake Masters. Another victory for reality. The races in Nevada and Georgia are still not decided, with Georgia going to a runoff on December 6th. But the House result that many of us were hoping for today, to find out whether or not Lauren Boebert has lost her seat in Colorado, is still not fully counted, and the margin in the race has hovered in the double and triple digits for the past 2 days. Here I just have to say that I really don't know if I'll be able to maintain my sanity if the Republicans have a one-seat majority and that one seat is Lauren Boebert. We also have another notable ballot measure to report. Montana voters rejected a measure on Tuesday that would have required healthcare providers to take, quote, reasonable actions to save an infant who was born alive or face felony criminal charges and fines up to $50,000. The obvious implications for such a measure would be in the case of reproductive care or with premature births. Practically speaking, though, in these instances, doctors would be forced to perform painful and fruitless procedures, which realistically only deprive parents of allowing them to spend their infants' few moments of life with them. Members of the medical community were highly opposed to this measure on the grounds of, it is insane for the government to get involved in these type of situations. But not exactly in those words. Before we move on to non-election related news, one thing to note in a year of 300 election deniers on ballots nationwide is which candidates have and have not conceded after they lose. Most notably, the Republican candidate for Pennsylvania governor, Doug Mastriano, who is a hardcore MAGA and Christian nationalist, has not yet conceded to Josh Shapiro, despite losing by a substantial amount. Also in the Secretary of State race in Michigan, Republican Christina Caramo has not conceded to the current Democratic incumbent and now winner Jocelyn Benson. Why is it that in any other situation, a person refusing to acknowledge that they lost, mathematically, would be considered completely delusional? But in the US elections, they call it a firebrand. The new numbers are in and inflation is finally going down, a little. U.S. consumer price increases eased to 7.7% in October, compared to 8.2% last month, which is slower than expected and a sign that inflation is beginning to cool down. On top of that, gas prices are down an average of $1.20 since the summer, just in time to buy Christmas gifts. Speaking of falling prices, let's talk Twitter. Several top privacy executives resigned from Twitter yesterday, including the chiefs of information security, privacy, and compliance. According to sources inside the company, it will now be up to engineers to, quote, self-certify compliance with FTC requirements and other laws. Following that, the FTC was like, wait, not so fast. After the departures, the FTC made the following statement. We are tracking recent developments at Twitter with deep concern. No CEO or company is above the law, and companies must follow our consent decrees, end quote. Which is their fancy way of saying that they are keenly aware that Twitter is now basically just three blue checks in a trench coat. This came just a day after Elon Musk sent an email to every employee of Twitter, that were still left, at 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, announcing the end of remote work and letting them know that they are required, as of the next day, to return to the office for a minimum of 40 hours per week. In the email, he wrote, "Sorry that this is my first email to the whole company, but there is no way to sugarcoat the message. The road ahead is arduous and will require intense work to succeed," end quote. Well, I'm sure it is made so much easier when the CEO is less responsive to the needs of Twitter's own engineers than he is to cat turd 2. And finally for today, a Connecticut judge has ordered Alex Jones and his company to pay an additional $473 million in punitive damages to victims' families and an FBI agent for his lies that the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax. This is on top of the approximately $1 billion judgment that he was required to pay by a jury just last month. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Uncommon Goods. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/morning. That's uncommongoods/morning for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, because we are all out of the ordinary. And while you're giving gifts and feeling generous, please help us keep growing the show by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts or 5 stars on Spotify, or both. Your support means absolutely everything to me. And if you can't get enough of the morning announcements, be sure to subscribe to my new premium episodes where I deep dive into the bigger themes behind the headlines that we can't cover in 5 minutes. The newest episode is about the Christian nationalist plan to make the United States into a theocracy, governed legally and socially by Christian rules and values. Roe v. Wade was just the first step in a much more extreme agenda. You can subscribe on Apple or Spotify and get 2 long premium episodes a month. And by the way, there is a 7-day free trial on Apple. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on. Betches.